You're listening to Partnership Aligned Podcast, hosted by Ilana Israel. If you're a woman and you want to feel happier and more connected to your partner, and you're not afraid to do the inner work that it takes to get there, then this is the podcast for you. Hey guys, welcome back. So today I want to talk about feeling lonely in your marriage. I see so many women feeling sad and lonely, even though they are almost never alone. So if loneliness isn't about being alone, then what is it? And how does it happen when you have a literal partner in life? Shouldn't that negate the loneliness? So the definition of loneliness is the anxiety of lacking genuine connection with others. This, of course, has nothing to do with how many people are around, because the key part here is genuine connection. So if you're married or you're in a partnership and you're feeling lonely within that partnership, then something has gone wrong here. So what is genuine connection? Well, in my opinion, based on 2 decades of work in this area, genuine connection is the product of vulnerability and communication. These are all big topics, right? Connection, vulnerability, communication. And I have podcast episodes dedicated to all of these topics. But today I want to focus on what do you do if you find yourself feeling sad and lonely on a regular basis because you don't have a genuine connection with your partner. So the first thing you need to do is take an honest inventory. How have you contributed to this lack of genuine connection? Have you hid your real self from your partner, not really telling them about your thoughts and feelings? Have you not been open to hearing their thoughts, their opinions? Did you shut down somewhere along the way? Very, very rarely does disconnect come as a result of just one partner's actions or attitudes. It almost always involves both partners because you react to each other's reactions, which usually leads to some kind of shutting down. Now, when you do take this honest inventory of where you're contributing to your own loneliness, I want you to do it without judgment. This is really hard, okay? It is human nature, especially if you don't get coached, to judge yourself for anything that's on you. But there is so much freedom in looking at the truth without judging yourself. Also, if you do get stuck in that self-judgment, you'll be distracted with that and won't look at what actually will move the needle, which is where have you contributed to the disconnect and the loneliness? Okay, now, once you've taken a look at your part, and by the way, this doesn't mean that your partner doesn't play a part. Like, of course they do. But you can't do anything about that. So it's just not useful information. We want to focus on the things that we can work with, which is you, your thoughts, your feelings, your actions. So once you've taken a look at your part, I want you to sit with the feelings. Okay, maybe you feel disappointed, sad. Sit with the loneliness. Honor it. Give it the attention that it deserves. Don't worry, you won't get stuck there if you're really letting yourself experience it. Okay, feelings by nature work through you and dissipate if they are fully felt. It's only when you resist them that they stick around and get stronger. Now, after you've taken some time to look at your part and then sit with your feelings, it's time to do some journaling. Okay. Here are some prompts to help you in the right direction. Okay. Journal prompt number 1. What was the pain that drove me to disconnect from my partner? What is the pain that my partner might be in that led him to disconnect from me? Remember, bad behavior comes from pain. So this is not an invitation to bash your partner's words and actions. This is an invitation to go deeper and humanize them by looking at the pain behind the actions. Journal prompt number 2. What am I willing to do differently in order to reach my goal of genuine connection with my partner? What am I willing to let go of? I like asking this both ways because often we need to let go of something rather than add something in. Growth is always about subtraction, not addition. Okay, journal prompt number 3. If my partner does not engage or respond in the way that I want them to, am I willing to keep working at it and be vulnerable anyway? Can I accept that this will be a process? Why or why not? The reason that I add this one in is because just because you are having a revelation or you are making a decision today doesn't mean that your partner is automatically going to be able to follow suit in real time, especially if the two of you have been dancing this disconnected dance for years. So embrace the journey and rest easy knowing that if you change, things will change, point blank. One of the things I provide my clients in my paid program with is conversation prompts, ways to start difficult or emotionally charged conversations. One of my favorite prompts would apply here, and here's how it sounds. Hey, I know we've been disconnected for some time now, and I've been feeling lonely. I thought about how I might be contributing to the disconnect, and I want to own that by telling you. Then I thought we could talk about what it is that we want and how to bridge the gap. How do you feel about that? Okay. The reason this conversation prompt works so well is because it is non-accusatory, it's emotionally mature, and it's solution focused. Usually the response is collaborative, but if it isn't, remember, your partner may just be in a lot of pain or kind of taken aback that you've taken a turn. Maybe they just need a minute to come around, and that is okay. Stay present with their pain and with yours. Don't run or shut down. It is exactly in these types of moments that we can take difficulty and turn it into connection. Stay in these moments. Work through them. Even if you need to walk away for a minute and come back, sweeping things under the rug never helped anyone. Okay, if you need some personalized help in this area, I've got your back. Connection and communication are my jam. In my amazing program called Master Your Marriage and Your Mind, you will learn exactly how to work through any difficulty in your marriage. And more importantly, how to love yourself through it all. All right, guys, that's all I have for you this week. Take care, and I will talk to you next week. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard today, then show some love, rate the show, and leave a review. And take a screenshot, post it on Instagram, and tag me at Partnership Aligned. And don't forget to check the show notes for your free copy of my 21 questions that will bring you and your partner closer than ever. If there's one thing that I want you to get out of this show, it's that a healthy relationship, it always starts with a healthier you.